A dirty police car is driving away from the centre of Oslo on the outer ring road. The weeds growing beneath the barriers shiver in the wind, and a plastic bag is blowing along the ditch. Karin Stange and Mats Listad have responded to the call even though it's late. It's really time for them to knock off for the day, but instead they're on their way to Tveita. A number of residents in an apartment block have been complaining about a terrible smell. The maintenance company sent someone to check the bins, but they were all clean. The smell turned out to be coming from a flat on the 11th floor. The sound of quiet singing could be heard inside, but the occupant, Vidar Hovland, was refusing to answer the door. The police car drives past an industrial estate. Behind the barbed wire fence sit skips, trucks, and depots full of salt, ready for winter. The blocks of flats on Nokvesvei look like a huge concrete staircase has fallen over and split into three parts. A man in grey overalls is waving to them in front of a van with Mortens Lock Service Limited emblazoned on the side. Their headlights sweep over him, and the shadow of his raised hand reaches several stories up the building behind him. Karian pulls over to the curb and stops gently, pulling the handbrake on, switches the engine off, and gets out of the car with Mats. The sky is already closing up for the night. The air is cold. It feels like it might snow. The two police officers shake hands with the locksmith. He's clean-shaven, but his cheeks are grey. His chest seems shrunken, and he moves in a twitchy, nervous way.
"Have you heard the one about the Swedish police being called to a cemetery? They've already found almost 300 buried bodies!"
He jokes almost breathlessly and looks down at the ground as he laughs. The thick-set man from the building maintenance company is sitting in his pickup, smoking.
"The old guy's probably forgotten he left a bag of rubbish containing fish in the hole," he mutters, then shoves the car door open.
"Let's hope so," Karian replies.
"I banged on the door and shouted through the letterbox that I was going to call the police," he says, and flicks the cigarette butt away.
"You did the right thing calling us," Mats replies.
Dead bodies have been found here twice in the past 40 years, one in the car park and the other inside one of the flats. The two officers and the locksmith follow the maintenance man in through the door and are hit at once by the nauseating smell. They all try to avoid breathing through their noses as they get into the lift. The doors close and they feel the pressure under their feet as they are carried upward.
"Floor 11's a favourite," the maintenance man says. "We had a difficult eviction there last year, and in 2013 one of the flats was completely gutted by a fire."
"On Swedish fire extinguishers, it says they have to be tested 3 days before any fire," the locksmith says quietly.
The smell when the lift door opens is so awful that they all get a slightly desperate look in their eyes. The locksmith covers his nose and mouth with his hand. Karian struggles to stop herself retching. It's as if her diaphragm is panicking and trying to push the contents of her stomach up through her throat. The man from the maintenance company pulls his jumper over his nose and mouth and points out the flat with his other hand. Karian walks over, puts her ear to the door and listens. There's no sound from within. She rings the doorbell. A subdued melody rings out. Suddenly she hears a weak voice from inside the flat. A man's voice, singing or reciting something. Karian bangs on the door and the man falls silent, then starts again, very quietly.
"Let's go in," Mats says.
The locksmith walks over to the door, puts his heavy bag down on the floor and unzips it.
"Can you hear that?" he asks.
"Yes," Karian replies.
The door to one of the other flats opens and a small girl with tousled fair hair and dark rings under her eyes looks out.
"Go back inside," Karian says. "I want to watch,"
the girl smiles.
"Aren't your mum and dad home?"
"I don't know," she says, and quickly shuts the door.
Rather than use a lockpick, the locksmith drills the entire lock out. Shiny spirals of metal fly out and fall to the floor. He picks up the hot sections of the cylinder and puts them in his bag, pulls the bolt out, and then backs away.
"Wait here,"
Mats tells the maintenance man and locksmith. Karian draws her pistol as Mats pulls the door open and calls into the flat.
"This is the police. We're coming in."
Karian looks at the pistol in her pale hand. For a few moments, the black metal object looks completely alien. Its component parts, the barrel, bolt, and butt.
"Karian?"
She looks up and meets Matt's eye, then turns towards the flat, raises the pistol, and goes inside with her other hand over her mouth. She can't see any bags of rubbish in the hall. The stench must be coming from the bathroom or kitchen. The only sound is her boots on the plastic floor and her own breathing.